I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided Radio Show this awesome Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show today. We bring this radio show to you every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and just want to share with you information and education, motivation, inspiration, and tools and resources, all those pieces of the puzzle of success and what you need in order to be successful in your goals and dreams, whatever they might be. And that's what I've Decided is all about. It's all about you. Our purpose truly is your success. And we love to correlate our radio shows to our weekly winning resource. Every Sunday afternoon in an email, you get a weekly winning resource, and that has your weekly winning word and some challenges and just some fun things for you to kind of stay inspired and motivated during the week and just to help you stay on that path to success. And so we've been having fun with the radio show and our guests talking about those weekly winning words. And I'm really excited about my guest today. My good friend, Kathy Plojak, is with me. Hey, Kathy.
Hey, Kim.
How's it going?
Oh, it's awesome. It's going well.
It's always awesome with you. You're always awesome. And that's what I love about you. And Kathy, our weekly winning word this week is benevolent. And I thought, Kathy is an awesome benevolent HR lady.
There you go.
And I thought, you'd be perfect for this show because you really do a lot of things with a charitable heart. And that's kind of what being benevolent is. It's doing things out of a charitable heart and not for personal gain. It's for giving and not necessarily for what you're going to get in return. And I thought you would be perfect. And we definitely want to talk about an event that you have happening in November that you work on and all kinds of things. But let's just kind of start. Give us the introduction. So who is Kathy and and what makes you so benevolent?
So, yes, as Kim mentioned, what I call my big girl job is I'm Vice President of Human Resources for ABG Retirement Plan Services, and I've been there over 5 years, and actually I've been in the human resources field for over 30 years. So, yes, I started when I was 2.
I was going to say.
I started when I was...
You couldn't possibly. You're only 32.
That's right. So I started when I was 2. And so it is a passion of mine. And you know, the opportunity to help people in their careers and in development, in training, in providing for their family through compensation and benefit programs, providing them a job, coaching and mentoring. So I'm really passionate about that. Part of my responsibilities then as in the profession of human resources is I belong to a professional organization through SHRM, Society of Human Resource Managers. And they have over 300,000 members worldwide and 575 affiliate chapters. And so I am the current president of our local chapter in Illinois, and there's 21 chapters in Illinois, but our local one here in Peoria is the Heart of Illinois HR Council. And so it's a bunch of HR people just getting together on a monthly basis, sharing best practices, networking, and providing some continuing education opportunities for HR professionals in the area.
Yeah, and then you guys do all kinds of things and gives you that opportunity to practice being benevolent and contributing and giving out of your generous heart. And so let's just go ahead and throw that out right now because you guys have an event and we want to make sure that for all those who are tuning in, you don't miss this. We're going to be talking about this several times throughout the show. So we'll just drop it right now because it's really important and it's happening. It's coming up here very soon, happening on November 7th.
Correct.
All right. So, and that is this is a veterans luncheon. Tell us about that, Kathy.
This is our fifth annual, for the Heart of Illinois HR Council, this is our fifth annual We call it Military Appreciation Luncheon. So it's not just for our veterans, but it's also for active military, for the reserves, for anyone that has served. It's an opportunity to honor and recognize for those who serve, as well as connect the area business community with those veterans looking for employment opportunities. So in the past, we've had actual full-blown job fairs. We've had resource tables. We've had very, I would say, quality national speakers coming in and talking not only just to our veterans and active service members, but to the business community and trying to bridge that gap. Because we all know that specifically in the last probably 5 to 6 years, a focus has been on appreciating and recognizing our military and providing those job opportunities. And one of the challenges that we find in HR, human resources, is sometimes we have maybe a person who spent the majority of their career already in the active military. They come to us with resumes and skills that are amazing, and that, you know, we definitely are sought after in our actual businesses and companies. But how do we translate that? How do we translate that experience, and how do we integrate that in our business? So we've had one year it was a speaker that just gave us, she's a recruiter and active in military and veteran recruiting, just gave us a presentation on soldier to supervisor, you know, making that transition from a soldier to a supervisor or an employee within our organization. And so this is our fifth annual one. We're really excited. It is, again, on November 7th at the Paradise. The cost for business members to join us is $30. And we're also asking for donations from our business community, because our goal is to have every veteran and active military attend our luncheon at no cost. And
so that kind of covers that cost.
That does. That sponsorship will help cover that cost.
And so how do they buy the tickets or sponsor?
You can go onto our website. It's Heart of Illinois HR Council. So just Heart of Illinois, just search for Heart of Illinois HR Council. And there is, it's on our front page. It's how to go in and purchase tickets for that, or hihrc.info@gmail.com.
Okay, great. And so as we go into November, and this is just, you know, this is the time of year where we need to be thankful and grateful and generous and benevolent and contribute. Last week we were talking about contributing. And we're going to be talking about being thankful next week. And this week it's all about benevolent. But this is just that season, Kathy, mm-hmm. where we do want to, you know, figure out how we can help, how we can contribute, how we can be generous, whether it's with our time, money, talents, all of those things. And so I was able to attend your event last year, and we will certainly be supporting it again this year. Think it's great. The speakers are fantastic.
Right.
The speakers,
right.
Lester, who's your speaker this year?
So our speaker this year is Colonel Tony Dean, United States Army retired. And Colonel Dean is a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom, Desert Storm, and he was actually in Ramadi at a very, very critical time in the Iraqi war, a very, very dangerous time in the Iraqi war. And what he does is he will share with us his experiences, his leadership, how he was able to come in, and he worked with all branches of the military, how to form that team, to work with the Iraqi people, to train them, to bring them all together. And it was really, as he puts it, and the more I talk with him and learn about him, to really, it was a turning point in that war in 2006. And so he will share with us his presentation. At one point he said, you know, when I first started doing interviews, I would be talking to a journalist or a media person and they would be taking notes, and all of a sudden I would look up and they are not taking notes and their mouth is open. And so
kind of like mine is, as I'm sitting here listening to you tell the story, I'm like in awe just listening to what he's going to be sharing. It's going to just be amazing.
It's in a lot of times, and I share with this, is a lot of times as we hear and we see and you know, conflicts and war that we've had, you know, we see real time, we see the media, but it's the media version, and not saying that it's wrong, but it's their interpretation or their version of it, unless they're actually, this is an account of I've been there, and
right.
this is what
right
I've done.
Right there in the midst of it.
Right.
Kind of
right.
like the guy that talked last year about 9/11.
Right.
I mean, just put you right in the middle
right.
of it. He explained what was happening, the looks on the people's faces. It was just unbelievable. And of course, November, we have our Veterans Day in November, so it's just a great time to partake and support the military and be a part of this. So we hope that you take the opportunity to get signed up there. We'd love to see you there. And if you are just tuning in, you're listening to I've Decided Radio. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided, host of your show today. And I'm talking to my friend Kathy Plojek. And we are just kind of discussing our weekly winning word, benevolent, talking about, that's just giving out of your heart, giving really not expecting anything in return. It's really serving charitable rather than profitable. And when I thought about this show, of course, Kathy, I thought about you for a few reasons. I know you personally, and I know that you have that heart. You have it in your HR, your big girl job. You have it there for sure. You have it serving as president on the HR council. And that sounded really Southern, didn't it? Council.
It did.
let me say that again. Council. Serving on the HR council as president and putting on this event in honor of the military coming up November 7th. And then you even have a third job that you do and you're very passionate and benevolent about. And want to talk about that a little bit too, but that's Studio C.
Correct.
And we love that. And so let's talk about that.
Sure.
And tell us about that side of your life and your passion for health and wellness.
So my passion that started, I guess I'd like to talk about my fitness journey a little bit because it's been a little bit over 19 years ago, I was a 3-pack-a-day smoker. And was just sick all the time. And I needed to make some changes. And I decided that I needed.
You can use that term.
Yes. I needed to do something for me and for myself. And it took me over 5 years to quit smoking. And the first thing I did with the money that I've saved from not buying cigarettes was join a health club. And I started just, starting off slow. One of the goals that I set for myself, and I'd always walked the race for the cure. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to quit smoking, and I'm going to run my first 5K. And so I started, slowly running around the track. And one of my good friends, Louisa, was working at the health club at that time. And she saw me, and she saw my challenges and my struggles. And she's a very avid runner. She said, Kathy, I'll run with you. And I was very intimidated because I'm like, here's this phenomenal runner who has been with the running community for a long time. And she's willing.
It has a fiddle.
Yes, and she's willing to take time to help. And we did. And so we started running together. And I ran my first 5K, and I was so excited. And then my next challenge was to run the 4-mile steamboat, and I actually cried, over the finish line the first time. Since then, I've connected with this running community. Since then, I've run several half marathons and completed 8 full marathons. And so it just to take that 8 full marathons.
8?
Yes. Yeah.
I thought I was doing good.
So again,
you just one-upped me. Like, 3 times over on that one, though. That's awesome. I didn't realize you ran 8 marathons,
right,
Kathy.
Right, yeah.
From a 3-pack-a-day smoker to 8 marathons. Mm-hmm. People, that's motivational. That's
there you
inspirational.
Go. There you
I
go.
Mean, if you can do that, what can we do? Oh, my goodness. That's amazing. Okay, keep going.
So I ran those. And again, it was because someone stopped and said, can I help? And
right.
and poured out
that accountability.
And that they were there to help me. They saw they wanted to help me, and so really, a lot of people along the way have encouraged me and have empowered me to set goals. They've been small baby steps up to the full marathon, and really that I guess ignited the passion in me to help others and to empower others. I'm getting to the point where full marathons are probably not. I retired from a full marathon a couple of years ago and got into group fitness. One of the programs that I decided to get certified in is SIZE. It's called SIZE. It's a hip-hop-inspired dance program because I love to dance. And why not do something really fun while you're working out, right? And that just, I got hooked. And that, you know, started with like now 5 or 6 different programs that I'm certified in. And I was running space at a local church hall, and people were coming, and I was seeing transformations and empowering these people that are coming to my class. And so it just kind of snowballed, and Kim and I are friends. Kim said, well, you know, I have some space here at Curves, and I'd love for you to join us. I think this we'd make a good team. And so we, you know, renovated and put floors down, put mirrors up, painted the walls, and Studio C is just, it's passion. We see women and men coming in every day to better themselves, and we coach them, we encourage them. It's a non-judgment zone, so everybody, I mean, one of our most popular sayings is, there was a lot of dance cardio classes, is that there are no mistakes, only awesome solos, and so people are inspired by that, you know?
I love it. No mistakes, only awesome solos.
So
you kind of get sidebarred over by yourself, lost from in the dance moves, you're just, it's an awesome solo.
It's an awesome solo. And I tell you, as an instructor, I do that as well. And so what started off as 2 days a week at the church gym, we now are open 7 days a week, and we have a variety of formats, a variety. Now we have yoga, we have Zumba, we have pound rock out workout, we have a resistance band class, we have Pio, insanity, size. We just started a new step class, a hip hop step class. We have country heat, we have work, we have strong by Zumba, we have refit, Bali X, and soon to come, possibly palm quad squad fitness. And then we just started a program for kids. Ages 6 to 12 years. It is.
That is just unbelievable. I just love that. And your motto is fun.
That's it.
It's all about fun fitness.
It is. It's that Studio C is the fun fitness studio, and that's what we do. It's no judgment. It's fun. We come in. We're not perfect. The instructors are not perfect. We want to have fun. We want to help people with their goals, and it's just, I don't know. I get all excited talking about.
Speaking of benevolent, I think that they can hear through the radio your generous heart, your giving heart, and it's so obvious that this studio really came from a benevolent heart. It was about what you could contribute back, what you could give back, not so much as what you're going to receive, mm-hmm. but what you can give.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I mean, it's been wonderful. We've loved having you as our neighbor at Curves. It's been super exciting. It's breathed some new energy into Curves, and it's just been a great collaboration. And you also are, through Studio C, are a business member and a resource for I've Decided.
Correct.
And so we're super grateful for that as well. And you know what, guys? If you are a community member of I've Decided, you get all these amazing exclusive discounts to participating businesses. And Studio C is one of those businesses that gives a great exclusive discount. So you can take advantage of that. I think it's like $29.50 specifically for community members. If you have not signed up as a community member, we want to encourage you to do that today. You can go to ivedecided.org, join our community where you will get on the path to success, but also be able to take advantage of some of those exclusive offers that our business members provide to you. And that's what it's all about, just giving you that motivation and inspiration, support, accountability, so that you can be successful. I love your story, Kathy. That's just, I don't even think I heard all. I've heard bits and pieces mm-hmm. of your story, but that's amazing. From 3 packs a day, 8 marathons, to teaching in a church, getting certified. Now you're certified in like several different classes, and now you have your own studio.
Right. We have like 12 instructors who are now, they're just as passionate to reach out, to help, to, you know, it doesn't matter if we have one person or 25 people in the studio. They give their all. It's 100%. They're all there to give back.
Yeah,
to really
that's
give back.
Awesome. And so you and Curves are collaborating right now, too, on a promotion. This is like a crazy deal where they can actually get a Curves membership and a Studio C membership for 2 months.
Correct.
So for the rest of the year, if you get signed up before the end of the year, you'll get 2 months for only, what, $99?
$99. So it's unlimited classes at Studio C, and all the help and support and strength training that you can get at Curve. So we're really excited about that. That is, I've had a lot of even current Studio C members that are really, wow, this is incredible. This is great. So
it is the deal. If you have been thinking about trying it out, if you've heard great things about Studio C and you're ready to come in, now is the opportunity to take advantage of that. And so our weekly winning word is benevolent. And so we're just talking about that generous heart and just giving from a charitable heart rather than profitable. That's kind of what benevolent means. And of course, Kathy, you were just sharing your story about your fitness and wellness and how that all came about. And of course, the event that's happening on November 7th to honor military. And then your HR role. I mean, all of these things. You are a busy lady.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. But it's all good. It's all, I mean, again, it's, you know, it's a balance of, you don't realize how busy you are when you're doing something you're really passionate about. And it's, you know, it's time spent at the day job. It's time spent at the studio. It's time spent, you know, with home and faith life and church and just putting that all together. And it's, you know, for me, it's a passion. It's a ministry. It's,
That is so good, because I think when you are passionate, when it is your ministry, it doesn't feel like work.
No,
does it?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Are there some bad days with associated about that? You know, you just come to Studio C and you join the Pound Rock Out workout and you just beat those frustrations away. So that's what you do.
So for those that are thinking a pound workout, what is that? Give us some, you know, tell us a little bit, because that's probably one of your most popular classes that you offer is Pound.
Yes, correct. So it's Pound Rock Out workout. And we offer that. It's Monday nights at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and then Saturday mornings at 9:30. And we use these ripsticks. They look like drumsticks. And so we use these ripsticks. We have a yoga mat. And it is a series of squats and lunges. And I think Pound actually came out and gave an example of a typical 45-minute workout with Pound Rock Out. You're doing about 750 to 800 either squats or lunges.
Oh my gosh.
Combined. And so it's a core workout, but you're using these ripsticks, you're pounding to the beat, you're pounding on the floor, you're pounding in the air, you're sitting, you're twisting, so it's a really good core workout. And as a retired marathon runner, for any runner out there, it is awesome cross training and working your core, because a lot of times what we don't do is use one of our glutes, our biggest muscles, right? They say run with your glutes, or they say some other things, they'll run with your butt or whatever. But, you know, to use those muscles and strengthen that core, because once you have a strong core, then the other types of activities or workouts come a little bit easier.
Yeah. And it's like you're beating air drums.
Yes.
And you're doing those squats, working out to rock music, good high beat, high energy. Talk about energy. But we don't want to scare people away, because it's really cool, because a lot of times you'll have two instructors teaching the class. One of them's doing the full-on workout, and then the other instructor's showing the modified version.
Correct. So it's all levels. All of our workouts are all levels. We have some pretty intense workout. The Insanity is just that. Insanity workout is a lot of HIIT training. Strong by Zumba is a lot of HIIT training. So you have those high intense. We had a couple of ladies attend the Strong by Zumba class a couple of weeks ago. One was, I'd say she was maybe, let's say, closer to 70. And when it came to doing some of the burpees or the push-ups or whatever, it's we show the modifications. Go to the wall, do the push-ups on the wall or whatever. So we always want to say that it's a variety of classes for all fitness levels. All of our instructors show the modifications. And you're right, Kim, it's important when I'm teaching the Pound class, and I have another person that we've worked together. Her name is Emily. We've worked together for over a year now. So she can sense when I kind of need a break and I go up and modify, and I sense when she needs a break. So we're going 150% for our participants so that they know that they can do that as well. But they also know that they have to listen to their body and back off sometimes and just like modify.
Right. You definitely do. And speaking again, just coming back again to that benevolent, you just kind of took Emily under your wing. And she just kind of started working out in your class, right? That's how you guys met. But then you encouraged her and inspired her to take that leap of faith and get certified as well.
Right, right. And we have several that have done that. We have Emily, we have Kelly, we have Jonna, we have Debraka. They started taking the class and thought, you know what, I'm really passionate about this. And so they've gone on, they've got certified, and they're now, it's just kind of expanding. They're all different clubs, they're teaching classes all over the place, and it's just, it's really cool because it's they're taking that passion and then and paying it forward to other people as well.
Yeah, you're really giving them the platform to kind of have their own little thing going.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just that kind of able to use your facility there to bring their class in and build that community.
Right. We have a couple of people that just recently got certified and they're not ready to take a class over yet. And so when they're there and they're taking a class, I'm like, come on up front. You know, we're all up front. They're getting the experience. They don't necessarily have to remember all of the routines. They're getting the experience and it's awesome to see.
It is awesome. I love seeing some of the ladies. They'll come in and they'll either take your class and then come over and do their curves workout, or they'll do their curves workout and then go back and do the class. So they kind of time it just right so they can get both the opportunities there. So it really is it's a good collaboration, being neighbors. So what else? So any new classes coming? You said there was something you might be bringing, or have you?
So we're always looking at expanding and offering classes that are, again, fun. There is another class that's called Palm Squad Fitness.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, you actually, do you remember, I was a member of the Pom Pom Squad in high school, and I had pom poms, and we went out at halftime and did our performance, and it's very similar to that. It's 70s, 80s, 90s music. You have pom poms, and it's just movement to music, and it's fun. It's fun. It just kind of brings you back.
For those,
it does sound fun. So we're going to be previewing that this weekend. This actually coming Saturday at the OSF Women's Lifestyle Show. So in the afternoon, we're going to be doing a demo of a lot of our classes, specifically, you know, Bali X. Bali X is a new one.
What's Bali X?
Bali X is more Bollywood inspired music. So you hear a little bit more of the Indian type movements. And it's, again, dance fitness, but it's Bollywood inspired. And so we just started that class. We've been 2 weeks. That's on Sunday afternoon. So again, we're always looking for different opportunities. And
are you trying to find maybe some instructors to do some early morning classes?
That is, yes, we do. I have someone that's just got certified in Pio, which is Pilates and yoga inspired with a little bit more attitude. And I think she's going to start a 5:30 a.m. class.
Oh, sweet.
Yes.
I think a lot of people will be excited about that.
Right, right. So right now we're typically between 5 and 7 o'clock on weeknights. Some Saturday morning. We're starting Sunday afternoon. But I think we wanted to get to see how those classes were going and then start adding some early morning classes as well.
That's great. Awesome. So, hey guys, you're tuning in now to I've Decided Radio. You've been listening to Kathy Plojek, my friend, and she is, I've been referring to her as the benevolent HR lady. I don't know. It kind of starts to sound like HR lady. You hear that word, everybody runs from the HR lady, huh?
Right. Sometimes, but that's why, you know, I've termed myself that, and so everybody at ABG Retirement, I mean, they're like, here comes the HR lady.
I know,
you know,
that's why I said it, because that's what you say. I'm the HR lady.
I am the HR lady. That's
the HR
right.
lady, but you're the nicest HR lady I know.
Yeah, one of my challenges is sometimes when you're called to the HR lady's office, it's always not a good thing to do, and so I always make sure that I'm bringing people in and celebrating and saying it's not always bad to come into the HR lady's office.
Sometimes it's a good thing.
It's
too.
A good time. Yes, right.
That's awesome. All right, guys, we want to thank you so much for tuning in to our radio show this morning. It's been a lot of fun chatting with you, Kathy. Learning about all of the things you're doing in our community, your benevolent heart, inspiring us to be a little more benevolent. That's just, you know, you've got your full-time job and then you're taking on volunteer roles with the HR Council and putting on this military event happening on November 7th. So be sure to get your tickets for that. And, of course, Studio C, your fun fitness facility, which we love being neighbors. You guys, you want to check that out. It is really a great, great place. And so I really appreciate you being here with me today.
Well, thank you, Kim. It's an honor. It's an honor to be here.
It's so fun.
It is fun.
And
it
the
is
half
fun.
Hour goes by really fast. Hopefully it went by fast for you guys, too. Hey, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. We're grateful for you. Love your support. Check out our website at ivedecided.org. Get connected with us. We want to help you achieve your goals, your dreams, whatever they might be. Whatever it is that you can decide to do, we want to provide you all the necessary tools so that you can be successful. Have a rest of a good Sunday, and we will be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?